find that my blogging writing is pretty much inextricably intertwined with my other academic writing, because as I explained previously, I will tend to write about things that I'm either researching and thinking about at the time, or things that I have already published on. So either it's a form of thinking about what I'm doing and commenting on what I'm trying to work up into an academic piece of writing, or else it's a sort of commentary on what I've already written about and a way of summarising and assessing what I've already said before. So it's sort of at the beginning end of research, and it's also at the final stages of research, of when your research is published and it's out there in the public domain. And of course, the beauty of the blog again is the fact that you can talk about your published research, and it is a way of other people who aren't working in universities and who can't pay for journal articles that are behind paywalls to access at least some of what you've published and get an idea of what you're working on. And if it's a blog post about current research, then it's obviously a really good way to have some ideas out there, to have them in a form that's written down and reasonably polished in a publishable form, and hopefully to engage with these ideas, for other people to engage with these ideas, to perhaps provide comments or link to your blog post in their own writing. So it really spans the process of research from, as I say, the earlier dimensions of research right through the process to the end of the research.